Buddy.
Hello.
So here's Rodrigo.
Here's Damla.
And we have a special guest with us.
I am Marin. I'm French and I came back to Perugia to participate in that transmission. So I will try to give some answer about the special theme today, which is
living the moment.
Or living in the present, yes. That's totally. It. So let's rock and roll.
Yes.
Do we want to introduce our program with a song as we usually do? Sounds good for everyone.
Yeah, good idea, sure.
Yeah. What about listening to Present Tense of Radiohead?
I love that song.
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's one of my favorites.
Good for me too.
Let's play it then. Song.
Actually, I really like it. Like Thom Yorke is also coming to Perugia.
Really? Yes. When is he coming?
In July for the Umbria Jazz.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
I think that's going to be fantastic. I already bought the ticket.
Oh, you already bought it? So yes. You're in the future, you would say.
Yeah, actually, I'm not kind of living in the moment right now. I'm only thinking about Radiohead.
That's great. Okay, but let's start it then. So
sure.
To start, I'm going to make a general question and let's rock and roll with it.
Yeah.
Is that okay for everybody?
Yes. We're waiting.
Totally.
So what do you understand by living in the moment or the present? What do you think is it?
Like, it's to be focused on the moment and not to think about past or future. Like, living the action and on the moment with mm-hmm. the people you are, mm-hmm. the space you are, I think. Mm-hmm. That
like, being in the present, you would say, like, just... But is it... I don't know, what do you say, Damla? Like, what is it? Like, because it's hard to put it in words. Like, for me, it would be kind of what you say, like, mm-hmm. just trying to be here... Now, like being aware of what is around you.
What you said, the first thing that comes to my mind when you say living in the moment is awareness.
Awareness.
Yes, for me is the being aware of what's happening in the present, because it's something that we usually forgot, because the too many things is happening in a person's life. I don't know. There's too many thoughts. In the mind, too many things happening, persons, tomorrow's problem, past's problem. But what you do in that moment is happening with the being aware, I think.
So being, like knowing what is around you, basically.
Exactly.
And not going to the past or future, because in theory, we could say like we have three like places we can be, which would be past, present, and future. And I think we just scramble between those. So being in the moment... is just trying to stay in the present, which is almost, it's really difficult because we come from somewhere and we are who we are because what we lived. Mm-hmm. And also we are who we are because we plan something we want to be. So saying like living in the present, it sounds as a really thing to do, but a really easy thing to do. But I think there's more of it, you know, like it's not as easy as it sounds like. It's like a popular phrase, but... Do we know how to live in the moment?
Yes, and actually, at this moment, there it's like a raising popular thing, like being awareness. There is this thing called mindfulness. Like more people are getting curious about this thing.
Uh-huh.
For example, internet is full of these things.
We forget a bit living on the present moment, mm-hmm. and on internet we are always. Surfing on other things and not to be focused on the present moment. But I think like we have to consider we can be on the present moment, but also considering past or future. Like according time to the present is a state of mind, but it's not always like that. Mm-hmm. That no, we are living on the present moment. Mm-hmm. But for example, if I'm painting or doing... other stuff.
Yes.
We are going out of that present moment, so can change.
But are you going out? For example, if you're painting, what do you mean by it? Like going out?
Going out on my
thoughts?
Mind, yes, on the past.
Okay.
On imagining new things, planning my future a bit. So.
Yeah. Okay. So... Actually, I was just wondering, why do you think we have like this thing to... Why is it so hard to be in the moment? Why do you think that we have that sense of like... Because what I've lived, because I've also tried, is that it's hard like to just to stay in the moment. You just... Mm-hmm. Like you're always thinking about something and just breathing and looking around, which is something beautiful, is not easy as it sounds. So
actually,
what would you think?
I can say that. For me, it was really hard. But then my road is crossed with yoga.
Okay.
And then I think I increased my awareness, my focus on myself, on my mind and on me. So with yoga, it happened in, for example, I do every day a bit of yoga. And then it affects all the day of my awareness. It really make me stay in the moment more. I think it's the same thing with drawing, with listening music. It's just those things that you exercise on it that makes you stay in the moment.
What do you say?
Yeah, I agree with you, Damla. And when you say you are taking the moment for you, it's also that you are not maybe considering what people are thinking about you. For me, it's also the problem when I'm not living the moment. It's when I'm asking if I am on the right place, if what people are thinking about me. And when you go out of that, when you get yourself, you get on the present moment.
And I would say, like, I'm not totally...
Why do you think it's difficult?
Because, for example, you were saying, like, listening music, doing, like, painting, doing yoga helps you to stay in the moment. But I think not always. Like, for example, yoga, I would say it is, like, trying to meditate. You really want to be aware of your body and your, for example, your breathing.
Yes.
But when you're listening music, I don't know, it happens to me. I normally, I got transported, you know? Like, for example, when I'm listening a song I really like, when I was a youngster, I'm like immediately transported to that moment.
Exactly.
I love songs because of the feeling they have below it, you know? Not just because of the song as such.
Yes.
But...
So maybe we can change this. For example, making the music. That will work.
But
because what you said is really true. For example, when I listen to music, of course, my mind is going somewhere really out of the place.
Yes.
But
okay.
Making music, drawing, creating something, just focusing on what you have, I think it's make you stay in the moment.
But the thing with artistic activities, I think that, I don't know, you guys correct me, but when you want to try to do something, you want to put your print into that. And in order to put a print, your personal print into that, you have to consider your past because your print is made by what you lived. So while you're, for example, making music, if I sit and make a music, probably I'll try to just show something I lived before, you know? Like,
sure.
It's not...
Sure. Mm-hmm. So we cannot say perfectly living, staying in the moment.
Yeah, I think that's... Yeah. Do we agree with that?
Yeah, I agree. But also, like about yoga, I more agree with Damla because when you relax, you breathe, and you are focusing on the interaction of your body with the world, like breathing and everything, and also what you are seeing around you. And you can see better the beauty of the world. It's what I feel when I'm really relaxed after meditation or yoga.
That's amazing.
And I feel really connected to the world. And that connection, I lost it when I'm with too much people, for example.
Yes.
When my mind is going out. And so it's depend on how we see yoga or meditation.
How you look at it.
Yeah. So, if you want, I can give you the definition a bit of this.
Go for it, please.
So, guys, living in the moment, also called mindfulness, is a state of active, open, intentional attention on the present. When you become more mindful, you realize that you are not your thoughts. You become an observer of your thoughts from moment to moment without judging them. I think this word, like observer, could be a keyword in this topic. What do you think?
I totally agree. Like, I think the definition just puts it as it should be. Like, not like being an observer, as you said it, I think it's it. Like, yeah. Which also brought us to the next question. Is it important to live in the moment? Like, would you say like it's really something we should do? Or maybe it's fine just to be in the past and be shuffling between like states of existence.
Well, there's no hesitation.
But there is although there's sometimes that you can't help yourself. There's some problems that you cannot put away, so you can't stay in the moment. It's impossible.
Yeah.
But how you can manage to stay in the moment in those times? For example, how do you manage to stay in the moment in like times like this? You have so many troubles, but you're in a dinner with the loved ones. How can you manage to enjoy?
I personally would go for like relaxing, like getting myself back, like back into myself. So for example, the breathing activities really work a lot, because I think they help you just to relax your body, because the problem is that once we have problems, our body reacts to them.
Yeah.
And you start getting agitated, you'd like, and I think all of that takes you out of the moment, and that's the problem when you face it. What would you say? What would you recommend someone who is like agitated?
Like really agitated?
Yes.
Yeah, I think, like for example, they close your eyes and breathe. And also massages help to reconnect your body with your soul, your spirit. That's
massages. So yeah, you do a massage like in the middle of the dinner?
Yeah, like just for you, or to do like also stretching, yoga, like to consider that we have spirit, but also the body is important.
That's an interesting
And you can put you on your feet.
Yeah.
And to feel you on equilibrium, for example, like there is a different point on your body. And when you are up, there is one point, you can go a bit
down.
Yeah,
down
to one side or the other.
On the other side, so you feel again your equilibrium and you are more connected to the earth, I think.
Nice.
Okay. Yes. Some word advice would you give?
My advice?
Yes, what would it be?
Guys, my advice would be just imagine yourself. Just try to get every sensations when you feel lost in that place, in that moment. Just try to use all your sensations. Try to use your eyes. Try to use your smell. Try to hear more deeply what you hear. Try to use all your five senses. And that will bring your conscience more to the moment. That's what I do.
Okay, let's take a break, all of us, with a song. Is that good?
Yeah, good idea.
Okay, good idea. What about, you want to put one?
Yes, maybe we can put that song, L'erba della giovinezza, di Brusco.
Brusco, yeah.
Perfetto.
Let's rock it.
Perfetto.
Ma no, che lo sai, che con magancia non la smette mai. Dopo il cappuccino fumavamo marijuana, poi a ricreazione bimba e con l'altra canna. Andavamo a villa e avevo gli occhi come un panda. Ma che combinate a scuola, mi chiedeva mamma. Dopo tutti all'università con molta calma, c'è chi ce l'ha fatta ma anche gli altri sono in gamba. Ora si lavora sì, ma non ci si affanna. Corre troppo il tempo per gli amici della ganja. Al cinema Rob Gun, fumavo calabrese perché ancora non c'era skunk. Compravo libanese a meno dei duscuri al gram. Morivo dalla voglia dei sentime shabarangs. Bambini bam bam, giovedì alle danze. Ho preso il microfono e sono uscito dall'infanzia. Anche se non esce mai chi se fuma la ganja. Passami lo spliff che sto come Peter Pan. Bambini bam bam, non invecchia mai chi fuma l'erba della giovinezza. Ba, 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 ba. Non invecchia mai chi fuma ganja. Questa è la speranza. Ba. E tocchi i primi gol, intanto io ingrassavo a forza di profiterol. Ormai pure in Italia solo ganja fatta indoor. E anno dopo anno in giro sempre più dancehall. Bambini bamba, moriva l'EDD. Dopo tante chiacchiere il 2000 eccolo qui. Addio al buon cioccolato, solo tavole così. Tutto era cambiato, anche il mondo degli spliff. Bambini bam bam, non invecchia mai chi fuma l'erba della giovinezza. Ba, 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 ba. Non invecchia mai chi fuma ganja. Questa è la speranza. Dopo il cappuccino fumavamo marijuana. Poi a ricreazione bimba e con altra canna. Andavamo a villa e avevo gli occhi come un panda. Ma che combinate a scuola, mi chiedeva mamma. Dopo tutti all'università con molta calma. C'è chi ce l'ha fatta ma anche gli altri sono in gamba. Ora si lavora sì, ma non ci si affanna. Corre troppo il tempo e le due torri vanno giù. giorno dopo giorno incanto aumentano le crew. Ora tocca all'euro, il fumo costa sempre più. Allora sai che faccio, canto ah ah, bronzatissima in TV e vado a top of the pop. Ormai in tutti i locali senti il reggae e l'hip hop. Amici di una vita che di figli ne hanno un tot. Io torno alla guida dopo qualche anno di stop. Bam bele bam bam, ora vinco Clash. Mentre c'è sta lampa che fa un altro verde bash. Spero mo che sul sound system vada al sound splash. E la nostra storia è fusa con quella dell'Ash. Bam bele bam bam, preso la metà. Dopo 16 anni mi ritrovo sempre qua. Cambio nell'aspetto ma non è l'identità. Ora non aspetto più per l'eternità. Bam bele bam bam, non invecchia mai chi fuma l'erba della giovinezza. Bo, 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 bo. Non invecchia mai chi fuma ganja. Questa è la speranza. Bo. Non invecchia mai chi fuma l'erba della giovinezza. Bo, 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 bo. Non invecchia mai chi fuma ganja. Questa è la speranza. Bo, 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 bo.
That was a chill song. It is. It is a chill song. And following with our topic, because I think it's huge, do you want to propose something? You want to guide our discussion?
Okay, guys, so what do you think if your present is a shit? Why would you live in the present?
That's
a question.
That's a question. Why do you want to experience this moment if it's a shit?
Because I think I would place my hand, and I think it's the only way you can change your present. You know? So if you just say, and if you accept your condition and say, this present is shit, it sucks, I'm not going to live in it, I'm just going to shuffle to, I don't know, previous times that were better, you're not never going to change the present, you know? And if you're not changing the present, you are basically attaching your future to the present, which if it's shit, the future probably would be shit, you know?
Yeah, I think if your present is shit, sometimes you also have to accept the your emotion, also the negative emotion that you cannot always being happy every day. And if it's a bad feeling, if you accept it, like acceptation, it's a hard work. But if you do it, it's easier. Like you say, well, it's a bad day, it's a shitty day, but I know before was better, and tomorrow will be better also. So, but maybe sometimes you cannot say you cannot change your mind. It's too hard. So you just have to accept a hard time and to know that it will be better.
Mm-hmm. So it would be like having the interior thought.
That's a nice approach, but I find it really hard for myself.
So what happens to you? Like normally, like not what you want to do, what happens to you when you find yourself
in a shitty
day or a shitty moment of your life?
Actually, I try to make myself more positive. I try to focus on the good things, blah, blah, blah. But it's not really easy because my mind always wants to think about that shit parts instead of the good parts.
Mm-hmm.
For that, I need to choose it. Like every time my mind is thinking about the shit, I'm like, no, stop it. We're going to think about the positive sides of this. Okay, mind? So it's really
really hard to do.
It's really hard.
We would agree.
It's really challenging because you're challenging with yourself, not with another person.
Okay, which is nice. And I would add the thing, I don't know if you guys read about it, but you have the subconscious state of mind and you have the conscious state of mind. The thing is that normally, like not normally, but sometimes when we have problems, we react to them subconsciously. So what happens is that automatically your brain enters that mode where you're going to think and you just want to think about it. But it's not that you're choosing the emotions, or it's not that you don't want to live, you don't know to live the present, but is that automatically you are set or you've been set by what you lived, to do that and to react to the problem in certain way you don't even realize it's happening.
Like a machine.
Like a machine, basically.
So I've got a real good quote about this, and I would like to share it with you.
Our program is getting poetic.
It's like this. More than machinery, we need humanity. And more than
cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness.
Okay, and what do you reflect about it?
I think that's what you... It's, I don't know. It's like... we don't need to do those things that we're supposed to do, or what the other people expect in us, or what we're, I don't know, tend to do, but we need a bit more like natural. We need to find ourselves a bit more chill. We need to understand the other's perceptions and... more than the cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. So we can both be happy, I think.
But is it about being happy? Just, for example, you say being chill. I love being chill. I'm a bit too chill. But couldn't you achieve this awareness and this kindness by not being chill? Because, for example, I live it like that. For example, I'm very chill and I achieve it through being relaxed. Mm-hmm. But would you say a person who is not chill, who is more...
stressed?
Not stressed, but who is more active, more proactive, wouldn't do it?
No. What I mean by chill is like a person that accepts the moment and wants just enjoy the moment. Okay. In a relaxed way, but at the other hand, for me, like the stressed people, like thinking about the problems and what am I going to do tomorrow and what am I going to do with this thing, it's just making your life more hard and making the other's life also harder.
That's a problem.
And that's not living the moment.
You affect everybody around you. Yes, what you would say, I see your...
That to help people or to help, I think just talking with the people about, what is wrong? Why are you not living on the present moment? It's helping a lot that you can think about it, because people maybe they are never thinking about living the present moment.
Yes. Okay.
And just the moment, like we are together, we are talking about that. I think maybe now we are living more the present moment. And that's the same for all other people. You can just have a little moment of calm and to be together and just to chill. Like the activity of chilling is to reconnect ourselves and together and also with love.
I can say that both of you are really the persons that lives in the moment. I can say for both of you.
Do you think? I'm not...
No, I'm exactly for sure for you. I've always seen you like enjoying the nature, enjoying what you're doing, enjoying your food, your conversation, your music, everything. I really appreciate that. Also with you, Rodrigo.
Thank you. I try my best.
Okay, but if I can say something,
go for it.
It's not totally true. Maybe if... It is how you see me, how I'm being. But I think maybe also I'm trying to get more of the present moment, as you say, like enjoying the nature, enjoying the music. I need to exercise myself on what is around me to don't be disconnected.
With the world.
But because I'm a lot of time going out of my mind.
Human nature, of course.
Yes, human nature.
Yes,
and we have to accept also that sometimes I'm it's a bit wrong on my mind, but it's a special day and I accept it like that, and I can do other stuff with that state of mind.
Of course.
Yeah.
Which is really nice. Yeah. I also like, in my place, I like appreciating small things, and I think that really helps me. For example, if I'm having a shitty day, I like to just balance things. So I think like, okay, it's a shitty day for me because ABC, but at the other side, I'm healthy and I have so much things which many people don't have, that that really allows me just to balance it and say like, okay, my problem is not as I'm looking at it, because our reality is personal. I can look at the problem as I want it. It can be a huge problem for me, but it's personal. The moment I think I start like evaluating other people and I just try to balance it, I realize how lucky I am. And that just puts me in the right path, in the sense that I can really appreciate the small things. And yes. I think I would really say life is made of small things, not big things.
You know, that just came to my mind. I don't know. Like the little child that, you know, maybe living in Africa, they can't reach water, they don't have clothes, they don't have anything. But whenever I see a photo from them, I always see them laughing, playing games with their friends and blah, blah, blah. I don't know, you know, they're like, they should be worried. I don't know, they should be...
But should they?
Stressed? No. I would be sad and worried. I wouldn't manage to stay in the moment like them, but they do.
I got you, but I would say that's because we live this reality, no?
Yes.
If you change it, if you change all the past...
So everybody can do that. It's not like somebody can do this because you have a great, great life, but you don't have a great life, so you can't live the moment. Yeah, no,
everybody can do it. It's just about perspective.
It's just
not
about
having things, because the object, material things won't change the thing.
Exactly.
You
can
be rich.
That's what I wanted to say.
You can be rich. You would. It doesn't mean you're happy and you're living the moment.
Yes.
Yeah, whoa. I agree. Like to be sober. And our life, it's very important, having importance of little things, as you say. I totally agree.
I really like this thing. I think we reached some nice points of the conversation.
Yes.
Should we say goodbye then with a song?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. What about
play
the Spanish? I'm going to go for a Latin song.
I hope it's not reggaeton.
No, it's not reggaeton. It's
great. He likes reggaeton, though.
No, everybody likes right now. I'm kidding. But it's called Hoy from Bonka, which means Hoy today.
Today.
Yeah, it means today. So I'm going to leave it. It's a really nice song.
Thank you for the conversation.
Thank you.
Thank you again.
Maran and nice. Rodrigo.
Thank you, Damra.
Thank you, everybody. This is living just a moment, like I'm saying thank you to everybody.
Thanks to life.
We'll see each other in the next episode.
Perfect.
Totally.
See you.
See you.
Ciao, ciao.
Kisses.
Bye. Hoy es un día en el que quiero recordar. Hoy y una etapa de la vida se nos va. La sonrisa, las peleas, las guerras en la arenera. Buenos tiempos que nunca se borrarán. Hoy es día de despedida, pero yo quiero cantar. Que hoy vuelven a mí esos momentos y recuerdos de una amistad. Jugando fútbol los martes, a la lleva en el parque. Son cosas que nunca me harán olvidar. Que a un amigo no se puede olvidar. Y que a los amigos nada los separará. Porque a un amigo se promete una eterna amistad. Y sé quién en quien siempre podrás confiar. Maleta del colegio estoy dejando. Hoy mi vestido es elegante y de pronto me estoy graduando. Tomándome unos tragos, recordando el pasado y pensando en todo lo que vendrá. Que a un amigo no se puede olvidar. Amigos, nada nos separará, porque a un amigo se promete una eterna amistad y se quieren que siempre podrás confiar.
que a un amigo no se puede olvidar y que a los amigos nada los separará. Porque a un amigo se promete una eterna amistad y saben en que siempre podrás confiar. Tomándonos unos tragos, recordando el pasado, pensando en todo lo que vendrá. Y a un amigo no se puede olvidar y que a los amigos nada los separará. Porque a un amigo se promete una eterna amistad y es alguien en que siempre podrás confiar. Y a un amigo no se puede olvidar y que a los amigos nada los separará. Porque 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 eres mi amigo y nada nos va a separar.